Hazelhurst Republican Senator Tom Tiffany says he's introducing the bill in response to a confrontation in early June at a Gugibic taconite test drill site. About 15 people shouted obscenities and threats at drill workers, and one woman, who was later charged, took an employee's camera. Senator Tiffany says employees working around the proposed mining site should not have to worry about an altercation like that happening again.
They made it very clear that they're going to be back. If you watch the video, they say, we will be back and we'll be back with more people. I take that threat very seriously, and we want to make sure that we protect the workers in the state of Wisconsin, both public employees and private employees.
Tiffany's bill would close off about 4,000 acres of private land that's currently accessible to the public through Wisconsin's Managed Forest Land program. Tiffany says under his bill, the company could elect to keep the land closed for what might be a period of 3 years. The Managed Forest Land program gives landowners a break on their property taxes in exchange for public access. Democratic Senator Bob Jauch blasted Tiffany, saying he was writing private legislation that will benefit a single corporation.
He hasn't been working with woodland owners, property owners. He hasn't been working with conservation groups, sportsman groups who have been involved in writing this law. He wants to write it to protect one company, and exclusively one company, that's never wanted to keep this land open for public use.
The move won't affect the nearby La Couturier Harvest Camp, which is situated on public land. Senator Tiffany has already scheduled a vote on his bill for Thursday. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.